Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. This episode is our final episode of Kinktober, our month-long celebration of kinky sex, leading up to the release of our brand new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. The course begins on November 1st, which if you're listening to this podcast right as it's released, is just a few days away. Gosh, we have like less than 48 hours. So exciting. And early enrollment is open now. If you enroll in the month of October, you're going to get a huge discount and a massive bonus package. And so if you've been listening to this podcast and are intrigued by the Kinky Sex course and know it's for you, get on board now. It's your moment to take action. Go to pleasuremechanics.com/kink and enroll now. If you've been listening to this podcast and you are excited about it and some part of you knows that this course is for you, jump on it. And if you're listening to this podcast down the road and it is past the strike of midnight on October 31st, 2015, the course is still open and available for you. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink and you'll find the course and we will welcome you in at any point. But the early enrollment bonus package is ending on October 31st at midnight. Okay, so here's what happened the other day. So yesterday we were recording this podcast and we had a whole podcast planned and we had started recording it and our baby daughter woke up. We work at home around her schedule and she demanded our full attention, as she does. So we stopped and Charlotte was playing with her and I was putting the final little polishing touches on the first module of the course that's going out in a couple days, and I burst into tears. I was weeping with happiness at how awesome this course was. I've been working so hard on it, and suddenly seeing it all come together and having this amazing group of people enrolled in the course and knowing that we were starting in just a few days, it all just really overwhelmed me with joy, and I started weeping. And I was just so grateful for the opportunity to share this with you and my expertise with you. And I was just in the moment, full on. And in that moment, I got an email. And this email was just so perfect for the moment that we just had to share it with you. And the email was from a podcast listener. And she just wrote to us and shared what she was going through. And it just struck me in the moment that the perfect solution for her struggles was this course. And we've received letters like this for the past many years, and that's why we designed this course. But this woman was just the perfect person that I designed this course for, and she was getting in touch with me for the first time. And we got into a back and forth email exchange, and I'm so thrilled that she's now enrolled in the course. And I can offer her this guided adventure that's going to unlock so much for her and her husband. So we're going to read this letter to you. We will share our original podcast that we're going to record on domination and submission down the road. You know, we'll keep talking about these themes, but this just felt like this perfect thing. You can't make this stuff up if you try. And so I wanted to share this email with you, and we're going to talk about this theme that is relevant to all of us, which is busting through shame and myths in order to unlock our desires and claim our desires and make them part of our erotic reality. All right, Charlotte's going to read the letter.
My biggest struggle is that I find it hard to get turned on. I do have one very specific turn on, but I'm really, really embarrassed about it. A few years ago, I told my husband about it, and we've had a few conversations about it. He says he doesn't find it weird and that it's a turn on for him too, in certain aspects. He tries to incorporate it into our sex life, but I don't think it will make a big difference until I feel comfortable about it and can start being so mortified. The other thing I would say is that my husband is interested in me being, quote, his slut, and controlling me in bed. I'm not against that, but I think I have a hard time getting over the notion that it is disrespectful. I would like to let go of that fear that his sexual desires are a reflection of our loving relationship so that we could both enjoy ourselves more. Love your podcast. Smiley face.
Well, smiley face indeed, because when I got this email, I was just flooded with excitement because right away I knew that this course was going to be so useful for this couple and help them bust through these struggles that we all have on one level or another. This is a classic case of having desires that our society has told us are wrong and shameful and that we should be embarrassed by. And so we lock those desires down, we hold them in, we judge ourselves, and that process cripples us in the bedroom and, I would argue, in our life as a whole. And there's two things here. There's her desire and there's his desire, and they are both caught up in this net of shame, and they're both kind of interested in one another's desires. And that's what I love about this. It's like, well, he doesn't think it's weird, but I do, and he's really interested in this, but I'm kind of held back about it. So there's so much potential here that once they get over these roadblocks, this couple is going to have an explosive transformation, and I can't wait to see that. But let's dig into these issues. Let's talk about this idea of shame and guilt holding back desire, because we all have it on one level to another. Universal, I would argue, in our culture is some level of judging our desires, holding them back out of shame and guilt and fear.
And it is so true that that does clamp down on our desire. It puts a lid on it.
And not just the specific desire.
No, but desire in general.
Right.
Right. So when she's saying at the beginning, her struggle is it's hard to get turned on. I think so many women experience this because we have this really crazy culture where we're not supposed to be too sexual, but we are supposed to be sexual just in bed with our husband. But it's very confusing, all the messages we get about what's permitted as a good woman who has a sexuality. So when we have desires that we judge, desire itself can be extinguished.
Yeah, this is a really profound point. I think we see it in the realm of food, too. If you get really controlled and judgmental about your food intake and feel ashamed about that, then your desire for food as a whole can wither away, and it becomes this area of anxiety. And that's then easy to map onto your sex life. Like, if you have this desire that your body is craving it, your mind's on board, and you're constantly shutting it down, then it's easy to see how that can then affect other kinds of desires, because we all have many desires, many pathways to pleasure. But it is kind of true that if you start shutting one major avenue, one major desire down, that can affect your libido as a whole. And so I'm curious, as people give themselves permission to explore more desires, what then will happen to their sex life and their relationship as a whole? And I think that's one of the most exciting potentials of this course, is beyond the kinky sex you're going to get to have, beyond all those adventures, what will it do to your relationship and your sense of self and your self-worth and your confidence when you start experiencing your long-held desires as part of your reality? That is really, really exciting. The other part of this email I want to address is this idea that people feel alone in their desires. It's not in this specific email, but in my exchanges with her, one of the things she said is, before the internet, I thought I was the only one that felt this way. And I've heard that from just hundreds and thousands of people, this idea that, gosh, my desire is so weird or so shameful or so out there that I must be the only one that's ever had it. And that idea of being alone is really crippling for people. And the truth is, and what the internet is revealing, is that no one is alone. No matter what your fantasy, there's actually a huge community out there that shares it with you, that's exploring it. And this is really freeing for people when they realize that, gosh, like, other people feel this way, other people have these desires, I'm not weird.
I'm not alone.
Right. What's being revealed now is that there is a small pool of very, very common sexual interests like domination and submission, anal play, role playing, threesomes and group sex that a lot of people fantasize about. A lot of people find these to be incredible, arousing turn-ons. And even the fringier desires, even those fetishes that seem very out there, are not actually that uncommon. There's still hundreds of thousands of people sharing your fetish. So things like balloon popping on the penis. Like, how many people would you think enjoyed that? Hundreds and thousands. It has its own vocabulary. There are websites devoted to balloon fetishists. And that's just one example out of many. Many, many, many. I have met people whose highest fetish is having a burrito squished in a sneaker while it's being described verbally. So they hire people to literally put a burrito in a sneaker, squish it with their foot, and talk about it, and this turns that person on. Is there other people who like food squishing descriptions? Probably. But what this course does is we take you through a whole range of experiences so you can discover your turn-ons, you get really specific with your language, and that gives you the power to ask for what you want. And we take you through the whole negotiation process, there's a whole bonus resource on communication, so you free your erotic voice, you free yourself to name your desires really specifically so you can start experiencing elements of those wildest fantasies in your real life. And through this course and through the community around it, you'll also discover that you're not alone. One of the reasons I designed this course is to help people make these experiences part of their sex life rather than just their fantasies, their deepest desires that will never come true. We want this to actually come to life for you and be part of your sex life and fuel you. And one of the steps to get there is you have to give yourself permission to feel these desires, and part of that permission giving is knowing that you're not alone. And so that's just a step we all have to take, is confronting these desires as normal and natural. And hopefully that doesn't take away too much of the taboo, erotic charge of it. But if we can embrace these desires and say, yes, we're designed to feel these desires, this arousal is part of the human sexual experience, like, let's go, let's play, let's see what this can unlock in our lives. That's a powerful step.
Yeah, it's a huge step. When we acknowledge our desires, when we reveal these parts of ourselves to our lover and they are loved and respected, this can really profoundly transform our life and how we feel about ourselves. Because this thing that we've been holding on to and shamed and feeling tense about can become accepted and included in your life. And there's just such freedom there. This is where the desire gets released and libido increases, because you're allowing yourself to be fully yourself.
And the image I'm having is all of that energy that it takes to hold on to that shame and that judge ourselves. When that knot is untangled, that energy is freed up to enjoy yourself, to explore, but also to be creative and just be a more calm person in this world. I think it really changes you when the things that we hold as the deepest, most shameful parts of ourselves are celebrated and loved, and that gets to come to life as pleasure. Like, that transformation is, wow.
Yeah, and even people who don't have really deep desires that they're holding on to, but have like an itching, scratching curiosity that they want to, they know there's something more and they want to try out, but don't really know what they want. And just kind of have a, like, I know
there's... We're all a little pent up with our desires, let's be honest.
Right. So yeah. Making a space where you can acknowledge and express and then communicate with your partner about how you want to bring those to life are priceless. Like, that is an incredibly valuable experience. And no matter what your fantasy is, there are elements you can bring to life with respect and love and care. Because we really believe that it's not what you do, but how you do it, that is important. And that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the rougher, the scarier fantasies. It's not all about champagne and rose petals. It might be about getting flogged with that bouquet of roses until you squeal.
There's video of that on our pleasuremechanics.com/kink. Preview of what part of what happens in...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And I just noticed the word mortify in your email, until I'm less mortified. And I looked it up real quick because this word fascinates me. And the dictionary definition is to cause someone to feel embarrassed, ashamed, or humiliated, or to subdue the body's desires by self-denial or discipline. And that is really profound. This idea of being mortified by our sexual desires is part of the legacy of thousands of years of sexual oppression. I've done podcasts on this. You know I'm obsessed with this idea of our inherited sex culture. But that's exactly what's going on here, is we have all been taught that some part of who we are as sexual beings is wrong, and we should be ashamed of it, and we should hide it, and we should lock it down, lest we lose the respect and love of the people in our life. And that is bullshit, frankly. We are all complex sexual beings. We have a constellation of desires that make us who we are, that we deserve to be able to explore with consent and respect and dignity. And this is why I put so much into this course, because as I went, I kept hitting more and more layers of passion and commitment to this issue of really allowing ourselves to unlock who we are as full sexual beings and explore a wider range of erotic activities and emotions and experiences, because that's what we're designed to do. And so much of that has been taken away from us by sexual oppression, by forces that tell us that we should be obedient, reproductive sexual citizens, and that pleasure is wrong. And we are reclaiming this. We are reclaiming the right to pleasure and arousal and full turn-on, knowing that it actually makes us better people in the world, knowing that it frees up a lot of energy and fuels us to do what we need to do in the rest of our lives. Like, having a great sex life is not selfish. You don't need to discipline yourself away from pleasure and arousal. We need to move forward to it, embrace it, and do it well. Be good lovers to one another so that we can experience this full range of pleasure and arousal that make us who we are. Okay, I'm gonna end there.
You're preaching, I love it.
I could keep going. I feel so passionate about this, and I've seen it happen, and that's part of the privilege of being a sex educator and working with thousands of people over the years. We've seen the incredible transformations that occur, and that just motivates so much of what we do, because we want that for all of you too. We want that for the world, really.
What would be possible? Oh my.
All right, so there's this other question built into this email about the desire to have her be his, quote, slut in bed and him being able to command and control her. This is a huge question. I think we need to parking lot it for a future podcast, but to address it really quickly, this is what kinky sex, again, is all about. It's creating alternate realities where you can play these roles for each other, have that experience, and then go back to your real world relationship where you're equals and you respect and love each other, and many people find they actually respect each other more. This is a role you're going to step into where you get to be his dirty little slut and do what he says, and he gets to pleasure you like crazy, and he gets to be the big commanding dominant, and you're both going to love it, I think. And we take you through that process of negotiating exactly what that looks like so you both get what you want and you avoid the common pitfalls and you can unlock that experience for both of you, and it's going to be hot. I'm excited for you. But we'll come back to this question of what it means for women to take on submissive sex roles, what that means for relationships as a whole. That's actually part of what we were going to talk about in our original podcast planned for today, is dominance and submission in long-term relationships and in marriages.
And why people would want to access that. And does it mean that you're being disrespectful? And of course, our answer is no. There are ways that you can do it that bring such a profound level of respect to the relationship. It's about acknowledging desires. It's about getting one's needs met.
Giving each other what you want.
Yeah.
So more to come on that theme. Oh, we are so excited to have this couple on board, to have our whole group coming together. We have couples from all around the world, which is so exciting. This is an international group of pioneers. And so what's happening is the people in early enrollment, from now until the stroke of midnight on October 31st, they get a discount, they get a bonus, but they also get our personalized attention. We're going to do group calls together. We're going to get to know these couples and really give them an ushered personal experience in this course. The course will stay open after October 31st. You can enroll anytime at pleasuremechanics.com/kink. But get in on early enrollment if you think this course is for you. All of our courses are backed by a 100% money back guarantee, so there's really nothing to lose. If you have any sort of itch or craving or intrigue in this course, jump on board. You won't regret it. And we will start on November 1st. The course materials start going out. So check it out, pleasuremechanics.com/kink. You can see all the details of the course and, of course, enroll and dive in to an erotic adventure of a lifetime. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.